Okay, I'll have that. All right, I just switched over to the other receiver. How's this working?
Oh, you did? No change. No change. You're perfect.
Oh, hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, but you sound more cleaner on here, too. You don't have any background noise. Like, it's almost like you're sitting right next to me.
Well, if you saw the spectrum analyzer with how much noise was on that the local receiver's got to deal with, you would understand why.
Oh, I know, I know. And somebody left the link on last night because Jim and Rick were on the 8-6 and somebody left the thing on last night. Yeah. No, the 8-6 is sounding so bad, though, with all the static on it.
Most of that is likely because of the temperature change. It's a pattern that Joe and I notice whenever the temperature switches between freezing, below freezing, freezing, and above freezing. There's condensation or something that must be getting in the line, and it causes a bunch of crackling, and it makes all that crackling get worse, or it's condensation on somebody else's system that's causing issues. And then when it evaporates and everything, it kind of goes away, it gets a little bit, it doesn't fix it entirely, but it gets a little bit better.